Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth Aliyah of Parashat Emor, we have 10 psukim. In this Aliyah, we continue with the Torah's listing of Yamim Tovim throughout the year. In this Aliyah, we hear about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Gemara in a few places, including in Masechet Brachot Daf Chet Amud Bet, quotes a pasuk from our Aliyah about Yom Kippur and learns something very interesting. It's in Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Lamed Bet. About Yom Kippur, the Torah says, Shabbat Shabbaton hu lachem, ve'initem et nafshotechem, b'tisha lachodesh ba'erev, me'erev ad erev tishbetu shabbatchem. The Torah says it's a Shabbat Shabbaton, it's a Sabbath of Sabbaths. It's a day that you gotta fast. You must keep this holiday from the ninth of the month until the next night. And the pasuk seems very strange because it sounds like we have an obligation to fast on the ninth of Tishrei, not just on the tenth of Tishrei. And the Gemara picks up on this strangeness, in quotes, and says that anyone who eats and drinks on the ninth of Tishrei is considered as if he or she fasted on the ninth and the tenth. Again, the Gemara says that if you eat and drink on the ninth, it's like you fasted on the ninth and the tenth. And the question is why? What does that mean? Why should that be so? The Mefarshim give many, many answers to this question. For this short FMT, I wanted to share one of the many, many beautiful answers given. One answer is given by Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935. Rav Cook says the following. He says that there are two aspects or two components, two components to the act of tshuva. First of all, the fact that a person sins is a grave thing, and we must fast on Yom Kippur. We must separate from physical pleasures in order to enable us to think, to introspect, to beg forgiveness, etc. We must contemplate what was at the root of our sin and how that sin came from a lack of, or a diminishment of, or a deterioration of our love for Hashem and fear of Hashem, God forbid. And that's one aspect or one component of tshuva. However, there is another aspect of the process of tshuva. It's not enough just to separate from the world. Contemplation and introspection and the new heights that we can achieve through the fasting, that is all, of course, critical. But again, it's only one aspect of tshuva, and that aspect of tshuva is a temporary measure. It's an emergency measure. But another aspect of tshuva is showing Hashem and showing ourselves that we know how to live in the world, how to deal with the challenges of the world, how to involve ourselves with the physical world in a proper, modest, correct way. Part of the tshuva process is not running away from the world, but living in the world in a Torah way, in a holy way. And that, says Rav Cook, is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that if you eat and drink on the ninth, it's considered as if you fasted on the ninth and the tenth. Again, in other words, part of the tshuva process is being involved in eating and drinking in a proper way, in a sanctified way. Both are needed. The fasting and abstaining from the world, absolutely. But also the opposites, from enjoying the world, from engaging in the physical, in a suitable and appropriate Torah manner. That is a gorgeous answer from Rav Cook. If you're interested, please WhatsApp me privately in order to hear a further idea how this idea is connected to Lag BaOmer. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.